Hi, good evening, my people, and welcome to another episode of my sickle cell journey. I'm really sorry for dropping this episode later than usual. Like, I've really been busy at work since yesterday. I've been crazy busy at work. Like, when I come back home, I just want to rest. I just want to relax. So, I've not really had the time to do this. I'm supposed to have dropped this episode for you guys since morning, but my day at the office was really busy, filled with work, so I was just working all through. And when I got home, I'm supposed to be resting right now, you guys, because of how busy my day was. But I realized that I just have to put out this content out there for my lovely listeners who are waiting for my episode 3, because I've been making noise about it since yesterday. Listen to episode 3, and episode 3 is not even ready yet, but thank God I'm doing this right now. So please stay tuned as we talk about what episode 3 is going to be about. So today I'm going to be talking about the coronavirus and its relationship with sickle cell, how to prevent catching the virus or spreading it, and what to do if you need medical help as a person living with sickle cell anemia. This episode will give you insight on what you should know if you are living with sickle cell or if you have children with sickle cell in the face of this pandemic. So as we all know now, this illness is new, so there's limited information for people living with sickle cell. But like I said, I am here for you, just like Wizkid. Stargirl Day for you. So, COVID-19 is a new illness that can affect your lungs and airways. It is caused by a virus called coronavirus, which has been declared by WHO to be a pandemic because it is global. It is around the whole world. It is everywhere. It's almost in every country. So they saw a need to declare it as a pandemic. And the main symptoms include high temperature or new and continuous cough. So this thing I'm going to be talking about today is actually not new information though, because with the popularity of the virus, I know everyone must have Googled to read about it at one point or another. So based on what we already know so far about COVID-19, today's episode is going to be based on that, but now with a little bit of tease, because I'm here to talk about people with sickle cell anemia and how they can manage in the face of this pandemic. So we all know that people with sickle cell anemia and other health concerns have been more likely to have serious complications after contracting the virus than the general public, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. They advise patients living with underlying chronic disease to be careful during this pandemic because they are at higher risk of getting the virus, and that includes people living with sickle cell. Me personally, I am very scared of contracting any new sickness or infection, so I'm usually careful even before this whole corona brouhaha started. Even down to my sexual life, I try to take serious precautions because I definitely don't want to be nursing too heavy disease in my body. You know how it is now. Yeah. So when I heard people with underlying sicknesses are at higher risk to contract coronavirus, I swear to God, to you, I will not lie to you, I was very scared. So I had to read about it so to know how I can protect myself and stuff. I even remember last week, my boss was watching a video on his phone about coronavirus. The way I jumped out of my own office to his office to come and listen. Eventually, he gave me the phone when he saw my level of concentration on the video. And he kept saying, "You look so serious. You take this coronavirus serious. See the way you are so concentrated while watching." Well, this is how I try to keep up with anything that concerns my health. I don't joke with it at all. Me, I don't have strength. So, I know with the ease of the lockdown was from yesterday, May 4th, I know a lot of people who have sickle cell might have one need or the other to go out, either work, business, hospital appointment, to the salon, a date, just name it. There must definitely be one reason or the other why some of you want to go out, even as this virus is still spreading like wildfire. So, I'm here to talk to you about the steps you can take to help protect yourself from COVID-19 as a person living with sickle cell disease. So let's get right to it. We all know this now. This is not new knowledge. This is basic knowledge everybody know, but I just want to emphasize more on it because you as a sickle cell patient need this information more than anyone. You need to listen to this. You need to make sure it sounds in your ear every time because it's really important. This is not even a time for you to joke with yourself. So let's get right to it. Number one, I'll stay at home, please, unless you must go out to buy supplies or medical care. In other words, stay at home unless what you're going out for is really important and you just have to do it. Wash your hands frequently with water and soap for at least 20 seconds every 15 minutes. If you don't have access to clean running water, use sanitizer. Make sure to get the one that has at least 60% alcohol in it. Do not touch your face with unwashed hands, especially your eyes, your nose, your mouth, or etc. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. Discard the tissue and clean your hands immediately. Cough or sneeze into your elbow if a tissue is not available. Wear a face mask once you step outside your house. You know, this is the time where paranoia is totally okay. Be paranoid with everybody because you are important first. You first. Nobody should be trusted though, not even your friend, not your bestie, not your boyfriend, because everybody right now is a suspect. Nobody knows who has the virus, so you just can't trust anybody. So when you are at public places, please do not take off your mask for any reason. Don't shake hands with others. Practice social distancing. Avoid direct contact with people who are sick. Avoid crowds. Avoid public transportation if you have other means of transportation. And let me say, for example, you have your own personal car, but you don't have money to fuel it, or you just don't want to get stuck in traffic, especially Lagos traffic. Please, this is the time for you to take all of that stress. Go through that stress for your own good. Please use your own personal car if you have it. Avoid public transportation at this time. And wash your hands after using any public facility. Clean your phone frequently with sanitizers because our phones are one of the objects that can pick up the virus, and we will not know. We'll use our hands to press our phone, and after pressing our phone, we'll use our hands to touch our face. So it is very likely for the virus to settle on our phone. So try to clean your phone frequently with sanitizers. After returning home from the outside, wash your clothes and take a shower first before settling down. Or if you don't have power to wash, you can sun dry it so that you can wash later. Monitor any other members of your household closely and contact your doctor as soon as you or anyone else starts experiencing the symptoms that might indicate COVID-19. Let them call you over Sabio. That should be the list of your worries right now. You're trying to protect yourself and save humanity. So why I said this episode has a little bit of jara on it is because I'm here to talk about sickle cell people, sickle cell patients, sicklers. That is the people I'm really concerned about. So the jara on top of this episode, I'm going to be talking about the extra precautions, yes. So what extra precautions should sickle cell disease patients take? Individuals of any age with sickle cell disease may be at an increased risk of developing serious COVID-19 symptoms. These individuals should follow general guidelines that I just mentioned earlier to keep your immune system strong. Stock up on essential medicine and pay extra attention. I'm emphasizing this extra because everything with sicklers is usually extra. So I am emphasizing extra. So please pay extra attention to the precautionary measures. Be very careful. Do times two of what you've been doing before the coronavirus. Family or friends may call you Itudu. But make it be, because your immune system and theirs is not the same. Them no go follow you sick when it happen. In other words, no let moto jam egugu. Okay, so you should be the most paranoid person living on earth right now if you have sickle cell disease and you're witnessing this COVID-19. I remember a few weeks back, I was going to a town a few hours from mine. Of course, I had to board a cab. I live in Benue State and not a lot of people here are really taking this COVID-19 something serious. But because I am enlightened and I am on the internet, of course I should know better. So I was wearing a mask inside the cab and hand gloves. I don't know if hand gloves are even advised, but I wore them. So in order to come and see the way people were staring at me, because I was looking like a hospital attendant. Maybe that's why they are laughing, I don't know. But people were staring at me like in a very awkward manner. Others were even laughing at me to my hearing. But do I care? No, I only care about myself and my health at that moment, because if anything should happen to me and I contract the virus, I don't want to even imagine what will happen to me. So what I'm trying to say is, be paranoid if you need to protect yourself from this virus, because sicklers are very prone to the virus. If you feel any unusual comfort or show symptoms of COVID-19, please consult your doctors as ASAP, as soon as possible. Don't hide it, so that you can get treatment as soon as possible, because at this point it is now a matter of life and death, and nobody wants to get to that point. So this is my advice for family members and caregivers of people living with sickle cell disease patients. Family members and caregivers of people with sickle cell disease should take all of the appropriate precautions and extra care to avoid bringing COVID-19 home, especially with the ease of the lockdown. They should constantly monitor patients. If you, as a family member or caregiver of someone with sickle cell, shows symptoms of COVID-19, please avoid coming in contact with your family member who has sickle cell disease, because this individual has the tendency to pick up this virus as soon as possible. Like the way our immune system used to work is a mystery. I don't even know how to start explaining it. In actuality, our immune system is very vulnerable. You remember in the last episode how I talked about frequent infections? Everything with a sickle cell patient exaggerates everything. So please, if you are living with a sickle cell patient, please be careful around them during this pandemic. I beg you. If you have a partner or friend who has sickle cell, please encourage them to be steadfast with the precautionary measures, like it's no man's business. I have somehow noticed a threat with sicklers. They have the spirit of negligence. They know what to do, but they just won't do it. And I don't know why. I am a little bit guilty. Small, sha, not very well. I pay attention to my health, but sometimes I can be negligent to what I should do. So this is the time you need to be their accountability managers the most. They are stubborn people. Please remind them to take their drugs. Remind them to drink lots of water. Force themselves if you have to, and encourage them to take enough rest. If you are a sickle cell patient and you have been scheduled for an appointment for this time, please try and attend. Contact your doctor and see if they can attend to you, and if they can, see them. Biko, I beg you, try and see your doctor if you have been scheduled for an appointment this time. So if you are experiencing severe sickle cell pain, that is crisis, go to the hospital as usual. But if you also have a cold, a high temperature, or new and continuous cough, or any symptoms that is unusual from the usual, contact NCDC first. Continue with your routine drugs. It is important they are continued at this time. This is even the time you need your drugs the most, especially folic acid. Look after your immune system carefully and with respect. Treat your immune system like a relationship. Give it extra care. Emphasis on extra. So I saw a tweet that said, the president easing the lockdown is synonymous to let the best immune system win. Yeah. This is not to discourage anybody, I mean sicklers, but the truth is, we sicklers, we don't have the best of immune systems, so we have to do anything we can to boost it. So you on your part, drink plenty of water daily, at least 8 to 10 glasses. This is to prevent and treat pain crisis. Like me, I used to know when I'm dehydrated. I don't even need anybody to tell me. I just know when I need water. So please try to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water regularly to avoid any complications. And if you cannot use glasses to monitor your water intake, you can use pure water. Like me, I use pure water to measure mine. My doctor advised me to at least take 6 to 7 sachets of water every day. So if in a day I try to take at least 5, then at the most, when I want to be very religious or righteous, I make sure it gets to 7. So 6 to 7 sachets of water every day, 8 to 10 glasses of water every day. Have your pain medications handy, e.g. ibuprofen, Cataflam, diclofenac, and a host of others your doctor might have prescribed for you in case of emergency crisis. So you won't have the need to leave your house and come in contact with people. This is not even the time to start greeting people and hugging and doing stuff, you get. So try to have your medicines with you, especially the painkillers, yeah. Try to have them because crisis can start at any time, in the morning, in the midnight. You know how it is now. So for you not to be caught unaware, and for you not to come and start rushing out of your house just to go and get painkillers, and then by that you now come and jam people and come and hug them, and all those things that will make you come in contact with people, you should avoid it. It is important to eat a healthy diet this time, with lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lots of protein, and keep up your iron intake too. Get regular and sufficient sleep. Me, I have been I'm not supposed to be saying this on air, but I have been sleep deprived. Part of it, I am to be blamed. Another part of it, I don't know. So please try to get regular and sufficient sleep. You need it because I notice that most times when I don't sleep well at night, the next day I'm usually cranky. I'm not just myself. So what I'm trying to say is try and get regular and sufficient sleep. Rest when you feel tired from doing anything at all, including that relationship. Yes, I said what I said. If they are giving you stress, take a break. Take a break, sis. Take a break, brother. You don't need stress, oh, not even at this time. Take a break, take a break, take a break, take a break. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Have a great week ahead, and please practice the precautionary measures so you can stay alive to listen to my sweet voice in the next episode. I know some bad belly people will still say my voice is not sweet, but that one is your business. It is sweet in my mind. So see you guys next week, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye.